how do you go from a New York City publicist to an author? Like, what was that transition like for you?
Well, I've always really loved to write. So I was always writing stories when I was a kid. Ever since I can remember, probably like around 6 or 7, I was always writing short stories here and there, and I wasn't really sure what it was that I wanted to do, because I'm from the Midwest and from a small town, and it's not like at that time I was going to just say, okay, I'm going to be a writer. I think it wasn't really a viable career option. People would just kind of look at me and laugh if I said that, so I kind of fell into publicity. I had an internship at Good Morning America my junior year of college. I did a semester program in New York, and I worked in the publicity department. I really liked the creative process of it. So when I graduated college, I knew I wanted to definitely be back in New York. I just wasn't sure what I wanted to do. But I remember that internship. I really enjoyed it. I loved, you know, the strategy of PR, so I applied for PR jobs and kind of just went from there. And then the problem became I was pushing everybody else's passions and not kind of focusing on my own.
Yeah.
So I got the group pretty tired of PR after a while, and finally just said, you know what, I have to make the jump. I can't my life, you know, saying what if I would have done this, you know, I just feel like life is too short, and if I were to have stayed on the path that I was on, it would have been really inauthentic for me. If that's a long-winded answer, if I've ever heard one.
So, in a way, like, your first book, Spin, is kind of like you combining the fun that you had in PR and putting it into like, you know, your passion, which is writing. Can you just describe what that process was like, your first book?
Oh, absolutely. In terms of, it was really wonderful, like, because obviously New York is such an inspiring city as it is, and then put on top of that all of these, like, crazy different personalities that I would meet as I was working, and, you know, it wouldn't even be, you know, a huge story. It would just be, like, you know, a character trait that something would inspire me, and then I'd want to be like, oh, okay, there'd be a really cool character there, or I'd go to an event and I'd be like, wow, now what if we took that and blew it up like times 20, but really kind of made it really interesting to tell it a story. So it really provided a wonderful backdrop for me.
Okay. What are some of your inspirations as far as writing? Some of your favorite authors, some of your favorite TV shows, things like that?
I love David Sedaris. And I love Augusta Burroughs, Josh Kilmer Purcell. Lately, I've been reading a lot of Jen Lancaster and a lot of women's fiction lately. But I'm trying to think that really, I'm reading a book right now, actually, that's kind of random, called The Shallows. And The Shallows is all about how we're so divided in terms of our time and our attention span, because now we have Facebook, we have Twitter, we have, you know, you're on AOL, you're, you know, doing a million things at once, and our brains as a result of that suffer. So it's kind of a random book amongst my fiction reads at the moment. In terms of TV shows, I don't know. I mean, I'm really embarrassed to say, but lately I've kind of loved the drama of The Real Housewives of New York, and I've already been like, this would make so much fun, like, for a story, but that's kind of a really kind of guilty pleasure that I can't believe I told you. It's so embarrassing.
As far as the transition from the first book, Spin, to the second book, Wax, that is it's coming out in August, what was that like?
In terms of what do you mean in terms of transition?
So, you know, to just finish one book and then take a little time off and then start another book, because this is your second book, so this is the first time that you've actually gone and said, okay, I finished the first one, okay, time for the second one. What was that process like for you?
Well, I didn't take any time off, actually.
Okay.
I finished Spin, and while I was working on Spin, had the idea for Wax. So as I was finishing up Spin, I started a draft of Wax. And to me, the two of them kind of fed off one another in terms of the creative process. I never really stopped. So it was, that's how I work. I have to get the story out, as crazy as that sounds. I need to write it. I just turned in my third book to St. Martin's about a month ago, and I've already worked on, you know, a couple treatments for three more books, so we'll see. I mean, that's just how I work, because that's how my brain functions in a weird way, but yeah, I just feel like once you start telling the stories, it's kind of hard to stop, and I've been lucky enough that some people like to read the stories that I've written, so I'm going to ride that as long as people are still reading.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say that I visited your Facebook page, and you have a nice hearty helping of, you know, dedicated fans. How does that make you feel already?
It's great. You know, it's odd because, you know, I write in a bubble pretty much, so you really never know. You know, I'm kind of a pessimist a little bit where I'm like, oh, come on, nobody's ever going to read that. But it's nice, you know, to get emails from people who say that they read Spin and really enjoyed it, or I've gotten emails from people saying, oh my gosh, I had a really crazy boss. You don't even know. Like, Spin was nothing compared to, you know, my PR experience. So I love that kind of stuff and that interaction. And, you know, people also on Twitter, it's kind of funny to see when people say what they're reading, and I can follow that too. But the danger in that is if you dig around too much, you know, there's always some negative stuff that, you know, is bound to pop up too. So I try not to, like, go too crazy with that.
Okay. Obviously, we talked before about Wax isn't out until August, so can you just give our readers kind of like a sneak peek as to, you know, what Wax is all about?
It's about three sisters living in New York, and one of them is the owner of, and I laugh every time I say this, and I have to stop, of a bikini waxing salon. She's kind of the older alpha female. Then the middle sister is just returning back to work after not working for over 15 years, and she's working with her sister. And then the youngest is recently married and kind of not sure if she made the right move, because she's still young and still wondering, hey, am I missing out, basically? So, yeah, it's kind of the story of these three women's lives. So, it's something for me as a writer I really had fun jumping into.
Okay, so what inspired you to tell this tale? Is this just something that you came up with on a whim?
Well, I had the characters in my head, as I said, when I was writing Smith. For a long time. So I knew I wanted to write these characters, and I kind of knew what their stories were going to be. Now, the backdrop or the setting, I wasn't 100% certain of, but what I kind of loved, there's a really famous bikini waxing place of all things in New York called the J Sisters. And, like, they have, like, all the top socialites go there, and models, and, like, Gwyneth Paltrow and Naomi Campbell. I mean, it's crazy, all this for, like, bikini waxes. And I was like, how fun could that be? You know, because you're going to have all these crazy cast of characters coming in and out of this salon. And all, you know, from all walks of life. So the setting is what probably I added the last. But the characters are always new. I know these three women. Like, I feel like I live with them.
So, if you don't mind me asking, your next couple of books, are they going to be, like, similar topics, or you've come up with completely new creations? Like, what's your thought process for all of that?
My next book that I just turned into St. Martin's is actually nonfiction, and it's more along the lines of a David Sedaris / Chelsea Handler-ish kind of book. Which I had a lot of fun writing about that, because I have some real life stories as well. So I love that St. Martin's wanted me to write those. So that's what I had next. And then I have this other project that I'm currently getting ready to pitch to St. Martin's now, but I can't really talk about it because they haven't done anything with it yet. So I'm not sure. I'm kind of on the fence. So, but the thought process it's New York again, and that's where most of my stories all take place, because I lived in New York for 9 years. I miss it terribly. I moved to L.A. when originally Spin was optioned by Sony Television to become a television show before it was even a book. So I moved to L.A. for that, and I've missed the East Coast ever since. So that's where most of the stories are going to take place.
Okay, what has happened as far as the show being optioned? The Sony has it. What's going on with that?
Well, it ended up that it got bought by the CW, and then we didn't get picked up. So, I mean, this was like 5 years ago, five or 6 years ago.
So they made the pilot, but it never got picked up.
Right. They wrote the pilot. We didn't even get to, they didn't go into production. They just, we had a great showrunner on it and everyone attached and all this, and then it fell through, which, of course, my first project, I'm like, oh, this is going to be amazing. I'm going to, you know. Right on a TV series, and that's why I moved here. But it's okay. I mean, because now I knew I loved those characters, so I wanted to still, you know, do something with them, and I turned them into the book. And now we're actually in the process of revitalizing it as a TV show. So hopefully soon I'll be able to tell you more about it.
Okay, is there anything else that you want to say about Waxed or anything else that you're currently working on?
No, just come, go out and buy it on August 3rd. Seriously, it is such a fun summer read, that I think it really is kind of just a really great summer beach read that I think you can kind of just get lost in for a minute, as opposed to some of these other books out right now.